It's your three strikes, the groundbreaking three strikes with your groundbreaking host, Rob Gutman, in the chair, hosting Neil Atkinson, Sean O'Donnell and Paula Murphy. And we've got three fascinating topics for the panel to discuss today. We are going to look at, we're going to do a little recap on the World Cup, because why not? It's on everyone's lips at the moment for another couple of days, or at least I think. We're going to talk about linked, in a way, proposals for a new club World Cup, which were revealed in the media about a week ago. And then we're going to discuss, in the third strike, Premier League wages. There was a series of articles, again, in the press about a week ago, which listed the top payers in Europe amongst the major in the league clubs. I'm going to look at how that was reported and what are the implications of those numbers. Let's start, though, with the bloody World Cup. Football bloody hell was sort of on everyone's lips, I think, after that breathless final that most of us would have watched on Sunday. Paula, I mean, we all went into it with lots of, I think, right-minded folk, can I call us, with lots of opinions that were heavy-hearted in whether we were all going to watch it or not, what we expected to get out of it. Was it a competition that really we could attribute any worthiness to? I think we all went in confused, and then some games of football broke out. How do you? What's your feeling on it now?
So, I used to live in Qatar. I lived in Qatar for 3 years, and I lived there when they were awarded the World Cup. And
right.
I knew it was coming, and I won a massive bet in the bookies because I just had a feeling.
You had a man at FIFA, did you?
They were 33-1, and so just the preamble to all this, just for some context, is that in 2000 and I'm going to say May or April 2010, the Aspire Stadium, which is one of the stadiums, was the Northern Hemisphere home ground of Brazil. So any friendly Brazil matches they played in the Northern Hemisphere, their home ground was Qatar, was the Aspire Stadium.
Oh, right.
And Qatar hosted England. And Charles turned up with Camilla and the Emir was there. And we're all the teacher friends. We took about 150 kids from school. And we're all going, something's going off here. This isn't normal. And it was all a big fanfare outside. And they brought bands from Liverpool. And there was a whole big thing going on. And we're all going, they're going to get the World Cup. They're going to get the World Cup. Anyway, sure enough, they did.